Hey, I'm Spencer.
And I'm John.
And we are in Panic at the Disco. Yeah, that was, I mean, none of those titles were made up even before the songs were written. Those were all kind of the last thought after they were recorded. And I don't know, a lot of bands have just one word titles, just one word from the song, the chorus of the song, and it's somewhat boring. I mean, I know just from, we always get asked about the titles of the questions, and to me it kind of, it did what I guess our goal was. I mean, people read the title of the song and maybe are more apt to listen to it just based on what the title says, you know? So, I don't know. It's a little more interesting than just one word.
Canadian audiences are great.
Last time we got to go around in the city a little bit, and it seems really nice.
I like the mountains.
Mm-hmm. I really like any city that I can see mountains in the distance. No, it's great. Yeah, I know almost as much as I'd like to know about Spencer Smith at this point.
I'd like to know more about Spencer Smith. I don't know. We're definitely not growing apart. But, you know, you kind of learn what makes people mad, or, you know, that you can aggravate people very easily if you want to. But I think that, especially on the last couple tours, we've been able to kind of, everybody is able to kind of be by themselves if they want, or be around people if they want, and having that is, you know, kind of keeps you sane, I guess.
I know, like, just with a lot of bands that are currently, you know, touring and doing stuff like that, it's we haven't really even gotten a chance to take a step back and kind of reflect and, like, see what's been going on, because we've been so involved in it and so busy. So I feel like, you know, that just alone keeps us kind of grounded, you know, that and just family at home and us just being friends with each other, you know, just kind of puts a perspective on everything. What would you say?
Yeah, I know that, like, I'll talk to people in interviews and they'll say, you know, oh, have you bought a house yet and all that stuff. And it's like, every time that I've been home this year hasn't been for, the longest I've been home was 3 weeks, like, in between tours. I mean, we don't really have time, we haven't had time to, you know, go out and, I guess, you know, for that example, get anything that would have been brought on from the security. Yeah, and not even specifically about, like, money as well. I mean, I guess, yeah, I can think, you know, we had a video that won one of the biggest awards this year, but what I'm thinking about today is our next video more than anything, you know, and I think we're constantly thinking about all the stuff that we want to do and that we have coming up, that less time sitting there thinking about the last year.
I think the internet in general is just, you know, obviously a lot more popular than it was 5-10 years ago. I mean, everybody has it now, and it's definitely a better way for, you know, a band in Chicago who has no money to tour, you know, people in California and people in New York can hear those songs within, you know, the click of a mouse. And I think it's just,
All great.
It's all great. Definitely poses a problem, though, because though it's easier for bands to get recognized, the amount of bands out there is, you know, increased, you know, significantly, because it's so, you know, easy.
Well, the weird thing too is that it's when bands are just starting and they're a local band, they'll give anything to have started, you know, their fan base growing, and because of the internet being so readily available, it's also a lot of times free. But for obviously any band who's starting out, that's not a concern for us. I didn't care if a million people got to listen to our record and we didn't see a cent from it, just because that's kind of the perspective. But a lot of times with bands, it'll change as they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, you know, as you know, a few years ago with that whole thing, you know, with it kind of becoming a problem. So I don't know. It's really good for us, though. So I hope it doesn't. I hope Lars Ulrich doesn't take it away from us.